Fight Night, the MGM Grand, Las Vegas. From the moment the elevator door slid open on the casino level, Kevin was swept up in a sea of frenetic energy. He was a molecule in a hyper-energized electromagnetic field, his brain function replaced by pure reactive adrenaline. The assault on his senses was nearly overwhelming. It was like New Year's Eve at midnight in Boston, a mob of drunken revelers packed together, all dressed in colorful, sometimes bizarre fashion, everyone shouting and pointing and rushing in random directions, buzzers and bells and bright lights and flesh, so much goddamn flesh, women in leather skirts and saran-wrap tops, men with their shirts open to the navel and too much jewelry, wannabe mobsters in pinstripes, middle-aged tourists from the Midwest, cowboys and Wall Streeters and L.A. hipsters. Kevin closed his eyes, slowed his breathing, recalibrated. As in swimming, he tried to find the pinpoint of blue straight ahead. He stepped into the casino and weaved through the crowd, focusing on the blackjack tables and swarms of gamblers around them. Along the way, he liberated a scotch from a passing waitress's tray. He took a sip, then splashed some of the pungent liquid on his shirt. He mussed up his hair, undid a few buttons, rolled one sleeve almost to the elbow. His gait slowed, his feet landing farther apart. Anyone watching would have witnessed the shift, from MIT whiz kid to drunken prep school burnout. As he staggered through the crowd, he took stock of his counters. Kiana was at the table closest to the elevators, surrounded once again by the Hong Kong Mafia. Michael and Brian were at tables near the back of the pit, and Martinez was at a central table, sitting with three African-American men in expensive silk suits. Kevin was about to start a second pass around the casino when he saw Martinez's arms fold together. Clutching his drink, he swept through the abnormally large crowd behind the table and wedged himself into the one remaining seat, first base. He jammed his hand into his pocket, pulled out $10,000 in cash, and plopped it down on the felt. As the dealer began counting out chips, Kevin offered a wide smile to the table. "How's everyone doing tonight?" Martinez grunted, "Getting crushed like a carton of eggs."